One Verse, Five Voices. Edited by Nina Litvick and Salvador Litvick, the Accidental Talmudist. If a man makes a vow to the Lord or makes an oath to prohibit himself, he shall not violate his word. According to whatever came out of his mouth, he shall do. Numbers chapter 30 verse 3. Gila Nisan, author of Meditations with the Hebrew Letters. Guide to the Modern Seeker, SeekAleph.com. No wonder many people who take Torah seriously often say, Bali Neder. Meaning, I hope this or that will happen, but I am not making a vow. Let us concentrate on Berith HaLashon, the covenant of the tongue, a central idea in Jewish mystical literature, especially in Sefer Yetzirah, the Zohar, and later Kabbalah. While the covenant of the flesh is circumcision, the covenant of the tongue refers to sanctifying speech. While the first covenant deals with the creative power of the body, the second guards the creative power of speech. As a teacher of the Hebrew letters, I have spent much time contemplating Torah's understanding of speech. Torah begins by teaching that God, through his wisdom, Bereshit, created first all 22 letters from Aleph to Tav, the tools through which the world was created and remains in existence. As co-creators, we constantly shape our reality through speech. As Rabbi Yitzchak Ginsburg says, the Jewish people are called to witness the divine on earth through the power of speech. Much of our world is shaped by words set in motion consciously or unconsciously. This is both sobering and hopeful. My grandmother Sarah would come to visit us, stand by the mezuzah, and bless for a long time. In fact, the mission of this holy language of truth is to bless. This may be one measure of self-development. Adonai, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceit. To those who curse me, let my soul remain silent. And let my soul be as dust to all. Rabbi Aryeh Markman, Exec, Der, Aish LA and co-founder and CEO Jewish American Summit. If you are a Jew, you made a vow. Spoken before the thunder of Sinai, sealed in fire and cloud, witnessed by the Almighty Himself. Our tradition teaches that every Jewish soul that would ever be born, and every soul that would ever choose to join our people, stood at that mountain. Together, trembling and eternal, the Jewish people, past, present and future, swore to uphold the Torah and carry the flame of Jewish identity through every generation, no matter the cost. Welcome to being Jewish, but time, assimilation, distraction and distance conspire to silence the memory of our vow. And God doesn't forget. Torah law itself reflects this reality. Even if a Jew vows to violate the Torah, that vow is null and void, for the oath sworn at Sinai takes precedence over all others. The covenant endures. For 40 years, Aish LA has been awakening Jews to the depth and power of their heritage. But this moment in history, since October 7, 2023, demands more than awakening, it demands action. We must know how to defend ourselves, articulate our reason for existence and seize the extraordinary opportunities before us. That is why we created the Jewish American Summit, bringing together the most effective leaders, funders and changemakers for a single defining day to forge the strategies and relationships that will move the needle. A unified Jewish response, catalyzed at the exact moment history is demanding one. On Sunday, August 30th, we will transform that ancient vow into action. Michael Milgram, psychologist and author. We are taught that Hashem made a series of statements, each of which was fulfilled in turn and resulted in our world. It is also of interest that a well-known principle in Jewish thought is that if a tzaddik makes a statement, then one way or another that intention will be fulfilled, sometimes through divine means. I believe there is an essential teaching in these Torah principles, which can be stated this way. Fulfillment of what one has spoken is a sign of an elevated spirituality. Think of all the times that you realized you made a terrible mistake, and you told yourself you would never let it happen again. What power, confidence and sense of dignity it would create inside of you if you would actually follow through with that resolution. Further, think of how many broken dreams and broken hearts have resulted from people not keeping their word. The ability to verbally make a commitment and follow through with it is not only essential in our business dealings, it is also the fabric from which our closest relationships are formed and maintained. I once heard this poignant observation. Children are particularly wounded by broken promises, because they are innocent enough to believe in them with all their hearts. Let us strive to not break the hearts of children or wound that innocent part of each one of us that still has the purity to believe that people might actually mean what they say. Rabbi Tal Sessler, Temple Beth Zion, one of the leading psychologists of our time is Stephen Hayes. Dr. Hayes devised his psychological approach on his very flesh. He suffered from severe panic attacks, and consequently developed a psychological modality known as acceptance and commitment therapy. The commitment part of this therapy is about making a commitment to your chosen values, responsibilities, and principles. Hayes postulates that moral and ethical propriety give rise to more robust mental health. In other words, the more I act in accordance with my values and principles, the more mental health I generate for myself, and the more I act in a manner incongruent with my values, the more I suffer anguish and distress. Judaism was attuned millennia ago to this intrinsic correlation between ethical living and personal well-being. Our verse summons us to be people of integrity, to live up to our chosen responsibilities, and to be people of our word. As modern psychology teaches us, this is not just a matter of personal integrity, it is also a question of personal well-being. Psalm chapter 24 asserts that those who do not take God's name in vain, ascend to the mountain of Hashem. In other words, they know both spiritual elation and peace of mind. Let us walk in their light and emulate their ways. Baruch C. Cohen, Los Angeles civil trial attorney. Baruch C. Cohen-esque, the first person broken by a broken promise. Most people think this verse is about honesty. It is about something far deeper. The Torah does not merely prohibit breaking a promise. It teaches that when we violate our word, the first casualty is not the person to whom the promise was made. The first casualty is ourselves. Every promise is more than a commitment to another person. It is a conversation with our own character. When we repeatedly keep our word, something remarkable happens. We begin to trust ourselves. Our children trust us. Our spouses trust us. Our clients trust us. Eventually, our reputation is simply the echo of thousands of promises quietly kept. The opposite is equally true. A person who casually breaks promises does not merely lose credibility with others. He slowly teaches himself that his own words have no weight. Every broken promise chips away at the foundation of integrity until words become negotiable and commitments become suggestions. Perhaps that is why the Torah does not say, "Do not break your promise." It says, "He shall not violate his word." A person's word is part of who he is. To profane it is to diminish something sacred within himself. In a world overflowing with contracts, disclaimers, and legal protections, the greatest security still belongs to the person whose handshake means exactly what it says. Long before others decide whether they can trust us, we decide whether our own words deserve our own respect.